Blackstone Audio presents House Witness, a Joe DeMarco thriller by Mike Lawson. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For all the caretakers, my wife Gail took care of an elderly neighbor, Betty Ash, for about the last 20 years, until Betty died at the age of 98. I know that there are a lot of people out there like my wife who simply always do the right thing when it comes to others. They just can't help themselves, and my hat is off to all of them. Prologue. Mahoney disconnected the call, then just stood there staring out the window. From his apartment in the Watergate complex, he could see a portion of the Kennedy Center, the broad black ribbon that was the Potomac River, and the lights of Northern Virginia. Had it been daylight, he would have been able to see some of the white headstones in Arlington National Cemetery, a view that, when he was in his cups, often brought tears to his eyes. Tonight there were tears in his eyes, but not because he'd been contemplating the final resting place of so many valiant Americans. The tears had welled up after the call he'd received. His wife said, "John, is something wrong? Who was that?" Mary Pat could tell the call had stunned him, but he couldn't tell her why. No way he could tell her why. He wiped a big hand across his face to brush away the tears, and finally turned to face her. She was standing in the living room doorway in a robe. She'd been about to go to bed when he received the call. Her face was scrubbed free of makeup, and he thought, geez, she looks old. But then if Mary Pat, who unlike himself didn't drink or smoke and exercise daily, looked old, he knew he must look like the walking dead.